All right, at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. Got a DM from Shelby.
Yeah, and so you out the gate are already going to disagree with her on this?
Yeah, I said I'm going to disagree with Shelby on what she has an issue with. Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Shelby says, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a question for you and your listeners the other day. I walked in our house and found my boyfriend showering with our dog.
Okay.
We have one of those walk-in showers, and since we don't have a bathtub, he says there's no place to easily give our dog a bath without getting soaked himself, so he figured if he was going to get soaking wet, he might as well shower too.
Mm.
Seeing him standing there naked, scrubbing our dog, just seemed creepy, and I asked him never to do it again. He laughed, called me a big baby. I'm sorry, I love our dog too, but there are limits to things you should be doing with your pet. I told him I was messaging you for group therapy, and he said, go ahead. You'll see. So, can you get opinions on this for me, Ben and Kelly?
Yeah, my opinion is no big deal.
I'd do it too.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I showered with the animal. That is an easy way for them to get washed. And
okay.
When you have a big animal and it's sub-Arctic temperatures outside.
Right.
You need to be able to still give them a bath every now and then because...
And like you said, it's messy.
They get stinky, right? It's messy.
Sure.
You can go in the shower.
You're going to get
wet. Close
everything
off. And absolutely,
Would it make her feel better if he was wearing swim trunks? Like, is she just kind of weirded out that he's naked?
Well, I will say, it is... that there can be awkwardness...
Some dangers.
So when you're naked and,
uh-huh.
and the dog is,
if you're a guy.
Is sniffing and curious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, yes, they are butt sniffers. Dogs are known to be butt sniffers.
Right, right, exactly. And so,
right. So just don't drop anything.
My shower's not that big. But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, Shelby, I can't agree with you. Vic even texts in and says, Shelby... should just be glad he showers.
That is true. That is a very good point. Your man has good hygiene.
All right. Quick opinion.
He should at least have on underwear or shorts or something. It just seems inappropriate, I guess.
Okay.
Inappropriate.
All right, so there's one on her team.
Inappropriate for who?
Well, that's what she
Are you
she
offending
thinks.
The dog? The dog doesn't care.
I know.
Dog's like, yeah, you're naked like me.
Right. I know. But I guess in Shelby's mind, that's the same way that she's thinking about it.
All right, what about you?
I think she is wrong. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's right.
Okay. All right, so we got, again, a lot of people on both sides. So there's
another text.
I agree with the swim trunks,
but it's really not that bad. Yeah.
So if we're keeping track, there's like you, and there's three, or not a big deal. Shelby's got a couple.
Okay.
So are we, I don't know if we're going to help much. If she's like looking to go back armed with more people are on my side, so you have to stop.
Yeah, I don't know. Showering with your dog, Tina from Shelbyville texts in and says dogs will sniff the entire junk area.
That is true.
Yes, 100%.
Right.
They do
get personal.
All right. What do you think, Quick?
Unless he's like some kind of a weirdo or a pervert, I don't see any problem with it at all.
Yeah. Well... Okay, that's a weird sentence to say, sir.
It is.
Unless he's some weirdo. Okay.
His reasoning
what are you implying?
He's a big dog. I'm going to get soaked anyway. Why not take a shower,
too? Yes.
At the same time, kill two birds, one stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sissy's like, hey, why not take a shower with the dog? Did he clean up afterwards?
Well, yes. He's in the shower.
Well,
but
there's a lot more hair.
Okay.
Especially if it's a larger animal.
All right.
Yeah.
See, I'm glad I have small dogs. So it's kind of, that's not really an issue.
So you could just put them up under an arm and just whoop, whoop,
yeah,
whoop.
No,
whoop,
not
whoop,
under
whoop.
An arm. No, we have like a little, you put them in a little tub. Or we've got like a laundry sink. They'll fit
in like
a
baby
sink.
Tub?
Yeah. It was like, they fit in like a little laundry sink. Or we do actually have a tub. Now Shelby doesn't have a tub. They just have a shower.
Right.
So, but it's, yeah, it's easier.
Small
dogs are easier to bathe.
Yeah. Geneva says, look, I don't see... a reason for it to be weird unless you make it weird.
True. It doesn't sound like he's making it weird.
No, it sounds like he laughed
too.
And said, hey, you're just a big baby.
Right.
Well, why doesn't Shelby, why don't you try it?
Oh, there you go. Say, you know what? If you don't like the way I do it, you wash the dog.
In the shower.
Hand over the chore to her. Let her figure it out.
Oh my god.
That could solve everything, shall we? There you go. You can just take over the duties of washing the dog when the dog needs a bath, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, Vixen writes in and says, hey, it's absolutely fine because I don't know how many times I take a shower, my Dalmatian decides, you know what, I need a shower too, and just jumps in.
Dalmatians are big dogs too.
You know what? Come to think of it, I have cats. I have two cats, my boys. Fred and Eggs.
Uh-huh.
They like to sit on the tub between the shower curtain and the shower curtain, like the inner shower curtain and the outer shower curtain.
Oh.
They like to sit there while I shower.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and just hang out. And every now and then they'll...
They sit on the ledge?
Yeah, they sit on the ledge and just watch.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's not creepy.
They may be gay. Who knows? I've thought many times that's probably the case.
Daddy's time to shower. You coming?
All right.
Show's starting.
Anyways. All right. Well, hey, Shelby. Yeah. Look, no biggie here.
Yeah. I think in general consensus is the reasoning he gave you is he's going to get wet anyway. Why not just shower along with the dog? Now, if you are still creeped out about it, might we suggest you take over the chore of washing the dog?
There you go. All right. Shelby, thanks for reaching out. Good luck. We're all pulling for you.
We love you, even if we disagree strongly.
Yes, see, we can still have feelings for one another, even if we disagree on this issue. There it is. All right. Thank you, Shelby. Good luck. 99.7 DJX.